So it's Tuesday and we haven't posted yet on the weekly Dvar Torah, which kind of leads me to my introduction that I think that this is now going to become a twice a week. We'll have an early week Dvar Torah, a polished thought, more than just a Vart. And then we'll have the Shir on Thursday night to share with you, obviously, a more complete and much more extensive thought. This week's Parsha always is one of the toughest ones to understand. How do we get the Meraglim? Here you have a group of people that are at the cusp of entering into Eretz Yisrael. Everything should be amazing. The Jewish people should go in, conquer the land through the south with the miraculous hand of God. And somehow they get tripped up. And not just tripped up a little bit, but it is a colossal disaster. As all of a sudden, the Jewish people say, we want to go back to Egypt. This is not for us. We can't do it. How does it work? Now, these Meraglim were not just regular people. These weren't spies that happened to have been chosen for military prowess. But rather, these were amazing human beings, tzaddikim. There's a thought that each of the Meraglim, they're listed in order of tzidkus, of righteousness. Kalev and Yoshua aren't even the top two. And yet, what happens? We go through the whole story, and the Jewish people hit a terrible brick wall. How is that possible? So I think it's important to look at it from a couple perspectives. First perspective is, we have to look at it from the Meraglim's perspective. What did the spies do wrong? Then I think we have to take a look at it from the perspective of the Jewish people. And then, with all that, perhaps we could have a better understanding of how the story really went. So let's take a look at the Meraglim. What do? They head out. They go straight up north. They go through the land. It's length, it's width, it's breadth, and it's depth. They do everything. They see the entire land. But what are they supposed to do? What's their goal? So I think the problem is that on the one hand, it seems like they're going on a military mission. Got to check it out. Is the land conquerable? Is it not conquerable? But then why do you have to go everywhere? Why can't you just go to bits and pieces of it? So that's one. So perhaps one possibility is that Moshe Rabbeinu sent them on a mission to not only check the land out, but also to walk through it in a certain sense. It's supposed to be their way of being Kone Ve'aretz. So they're going as a fact-finding mission, as delegates of the people, to see the interests of Reuven, the interests of Shimon, the interests of each Shevet. And at the same time, they're also going to conquer the land. Now that's a fascinating thing because they're going as diplomats and they're also going as soldiers. That's not a very good combination. See, the military has one thought process and diplomats have a completely different one. Perhaps one of the reasons why the spies fail is they're given two missions at the same time. It's too much. It's like the famous story of the golem that has to go and wipe down the wagon and load the wagon all at the same time. And what happens? He's so busy doing one thing and the other, and in the end, nothing really happens. He completely butchers the job. That's perhaps what happened with the Jewish people. These Meraglim go, but they don't know which one they are. Are we Meraglim? Are we spies? Is that our goal? Or are we conquerors? We can't figure it out. So in the end, they get nothing. But what really happened? Where did the Jews mess up? How did they go wrong? So for this, I want to share with you a beautiful idea by Rabbi Yitzchak Arama, the Akedas Yitzchak. The Akedas Yitzchak says it didn't break down in this week's Parsha, but it broke down in last week's Parsha. You have to go back to Parsha Shlach, and you have to look at what happens. What happens? Moshe says, I can't do this. This is impossible. It's too much work. And Hashem turns to him and says, Moshe, it's not so bad. You can do it. What do I want you to do? I want you to go appoint a Sanhedrin. Why? Because you need help, Moshe. Your job is just too much. You can't do it anymore. You need help. So Moshe Rabbeinu goes and looks for help. What does he do? He enlists the Shvatim, says, I need the Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin is going to be 70 people. Problem is, 70 doesn't divide by 12 evenly. So he comes up with a plan. We're going to recruit 6 people from each shevet. There'll be a lottery. 2 people will get squeezed out. And then it's fine. That's how it's going to work. So what happens? Moshe Rabbeinu does that. And here lies the breakdown of the Jewish people. You see, 2 people have nevuah, Eldad and Medad. And it's a weird, weird, weird story. But what happens? We're told that there's rumors that they're being misnabe b'machane, they're having nevuah b'machane. And then the word comes to Yoshua, and Yoshua says, Adoni Moshe Kla'im, lock them up. Why is Yoshua so insistent upon them being locked up? Because Rashi quotes the Medrash and says, what was their nevuah? Moshe may, Yoshua machni solaretz. Moshe's going to die and Yoshua's going to bring him to the land. Yoshua says, that's heresy. What do you mean? We're going in. In 2 weeks, we should be in the land of Israel. You're not dying. Adoni Moshe kla'im. Moshe, lock him up. Moshe says, no. Not going to lock them up. It's beseder. It's going to be fine. What was it that the Jewish people hear as we go into Parsha Shlach? The Jewish people hear those words. Moshe mate, Yeshua machniso la'aretz. Moshe is going to die and Yeshua is going to come and bring us into the land. What the people hear is frightening. They hear this idea that Moshe is not going to be with them. Why? Because Moshe and Yeshua represent 2 paradigms of leadership that are so different. The paradigm of leadership of Moshe is an all-powerful, does-everything kind of leadership. It's overbearing, but it's comforting. It's the mommy of a newborn. The newborn is helpless, practically useless. The mother does everything. Yoshua is not like that. Yoshua is like a big brother. He collaborates with the people. He says, you're part of the process. People say, we're not ready for that. Says the Akedah Yitzchak, that's precisely what the Jews were rebelling against. They say, we're not ready to go into Israel. We don't want to go into Israel because going to Israel means that we're leaving the paradigm of Moshe and going to the paradigm of Yoshua. And that is a terrifying, terrifying prospect. I think perhaps where the Meraglim go and where the Jewish people go is it's all in the same place. Each group is saying, we're not ready for a paradigm shift. And we're not ready for change. Change is so scary. So scary. What's going to be? I don't know. Can I handle it? Adoni Moshe Kla'im. Moshe, lock him up. Let's turn that vision off. Let's stay in Moshe time. Because that's something that we're comfortable with. That's something that we can handle. The Meraglim realize that if they come back and say good things, the mighty march to Israel will begin. And the change that's coming down the pike will be so scary. So astoundingly and astonishingly stark to the reality that they were living in, they're not ready. And so they rebel. God gets angry and punishes them, but the punishment really is just a way of saying, you're not the generation that could deal with the change, so let's wait. Let's cultivate a generation that thinks differently. Let's cultivate a generation that cares about changing to be powerful warriors that will team up with God, partner with Yeshua, and bring the Geula. That's what God is saying. God is saying this generation, they're babies, and they need a Moshe, but they're not ready to go on their own. Let's give the next generation some time. Let's give them the time to grow up. Let's give them the time to be in the mindset to be the conquerors. And they'll go into the land of Israel ready to embrace the change and ready to take on the world. That's the message of the Meraglim. The message is, can we change? Are we willing to look deep and hard inside ourselves and say, I'm not what I need to be. I can change. It takes a lot of effort. It takes a lot of guts. But when you do that, that's how you become so much more than you are. The Jews limited themselves. And that's where the Meraglim go wrong. But the next generation stood up for these core values. That is what leads them to be the generation that goes into Israel and actually is the key of the fulfillment of Eldad and Medad's Nevuah, Moshe's dying, the generation and the paradigm of Moshe are over, Yoshua Machnis Olav.